Hey, good morning, everybody. Patrick Morning Show featuring rock star Mark Parrish. And, of course,
Corey. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, guys.
It's Mark.
Mark. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying
Mark.
Are you saying Mark?
Are you
try
saying
this one.
I think I can help out with the whole Mark thing.
Sure.
Why the hell are you here?
Today is the 10-year anniversary of the release of Step Brothers.
Pear Bear, you like that film or not?
Oh, absolutely.
How many times do you think you've seen it, Pear Bear?
Oh, man, from planes and buses, 20-some, 30-some.
Right. I'm thinking of John Candy and Steve Martin.
Right. What about you, Saucy? How many times do you think you've seen it?
Oh, I bet 50-plus.
AJ?
50-plus?
Yeah.
AJ, what about you?
A couple dozen, probably.
See, okay. What about you, Corcor?
Unedited, probably 3 times, maybe. Overall, probably 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in totality, it's probably different because it's on TV fairly regularly.
Right, where you catch
a couple segments.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, that's a little look into what you might need to know if you're going to be one of 2 callers we're going to take right now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a fantastic prize to give away this week.
Big time prize.
Not only would you get tickets. Okay, first of all, we're going to have 4 people that we represent on the Initials game on Friday morning.
One of them already chose Sauce yesterday, correct?
That is correct.
Sauce was the first pick for the second consecutive time here.
Correct.
Let me guess how the order went.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, everybody knows you're going to finish second on Friday. Right. That's what you do.
Yep,
you never win.
I'll be picked
always
fourth.
A bridesmaid.
And the person who's... if they choose Meat Sauce and Meat Sauce wins, that person wins a trip over to London to see Tottenham play in their brand new stadium. They're going to get over 4 days in a hotel. They're going to get tickets to the game. They're going to get flights. They're going to get to meet some of the greatest players of all time, some veterans of the Tottenham team. But they're also going to get tickets to the U.S. Bank Stadium gig, game, which is on Tuesday, the 31st. But we're going to qualify somebody right now. We need 2 callers right now. We're going to
good
celebrate.
Morning. What's your name?
Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Doug.
Doug, do you like the film Step Brothers?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
You do. You do
yes,
like
I know,
it. Okay,
yeah.
You do like
Mixed it. Pizza.
Today is the 10-year anniversary of the release of Step Brothers. And Chris, explain what Doug is up for.
Doug, you're going to pick 1 person on this morning show right now, not me. So either AJ, Pari, or Corey or Saucy to represent you in the Step Brothers trivia game. I'm going to say 10 Step Brothers questions, and the person whose representative gets the most right wins. So who would you choose out of those 4 people?
Oh, man. I would have to say Sauce probably has seen it more times.
Okay, so you
Sauce
will have
seen it
Saucy
50
Sauce.
Plus times.
Yeah, babe.
Fantastic. All right, so Doug on line 3 has Paul Meat Sauce
Doug,
Lambert.
Doug.
Good morning. What's your name?
Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Kerwin? Colin, hi, man.
Hello.
Hi, Colin.
Doug took Sauce. I thought he said Kerwin. I'm like, that's a really strange name. Colin, so you could pick either me, Corey Cove, Mark Parrish, or AJ Mansoor.
Corey.
Okay. Ooh. I don't know how I feel about that because it sounds like I've seen it the least, but I do love it.
Yeah, you got the best memory.
Yeah, all right, steel trap memory. Sauce, you must leave La Room.
Hey, one other thing, by the way, because somebody asked me this like about a month ago. They're like, how come you guys always play games where you guys represent the Rubes? Why not let the Rubes play?
Yeah, it's a good question, but we have an answer.
The easy answer is in the age of Google and smartphones, just the chances that somebody cheats is just through the roof.
That's right. Right.
So we do this way because we can all see that the rest of us are not cheating. So it's all on the up and up. There's no cheating. There's no Googling.
That's right. That's why we do it, because we've had too many people cheat.
That was a nice way of saying we don't trust you people.
Correct. Corey, you will go first. I have 10 questions. Art thou
ready?
Is
this timed?
No.
Just kind of honor code that wrap it up as soon as I don't know it?
Right. Yeah, if you don't know it, you'll just have to say I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I am. I hope I can represent Kerwin / Colin to the best of my ability.
Colin Kerwin.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 1. Why is Dale upset with the amount of money his dad leaves him for food?
No idea.
Okay. Question 2. At Robert and Nancy's wedding, Brennan says he doesn't want a certain dish. What dish is that?
No idea.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. Nancy mixes up ketchup and mayonnaise and creates a delicious condiment. What do they call it?
No idea.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. We talked about this like a week ago.
No idea. Hmm.
What song is sung by Derek's family in their car on the way to the new family home?
0 for 4.
Are you kidding me? Wow. I was afraid these were too easy.
Sorry, Kerwin.
According to Brennan... No, I'm sorry. Wrong question. When Dale asks Brennan why he's so sweaty, what does Brennan say?
When Dale asks Brennan why he's so sweaty?
Yeah. Why he's so sweaty?
So, AJ, you'd be 5 for 5.
No. Far from it. But this is one of the more obvious ones.
How would you have done so far?
I'd rather not say them.
Are you 0 for 5 as well?
I'm 1 for 5.
You're 1 for 5. I'm 3 right now.
Maybe 2 for 5. Okay,
I'm going to say
maybe 2 for 5.
Okay, but I mean, Sauce will crush me.
Yeah, I think Sauce may get them all right.
Okay, go ahead. Say this one again, though.
When Dale asks Brennan, why are you so sweaty? Brennan says...
don't know.
Oh, my God. In the movie, Brennan is wearing a shirt with which country music duo on it?
Oh, God, I was going to say Crystal Gayle. Country music duo?
You're thinking of Talladega Nights, Bobby, by the way.
Yeah, but doesn't he reference Crystal Gayle in this film, too?
I don't know, but he's wearing a t-shirt with a country music duo on it.
Brooks and Dunn.
Nope.
This is going well.
What are the boys watching when Robert shuts the TV off?
They were watching Cops once, and they obviously like Shark Week as well. I'm going to guess he shuts it off during Cops.
Incorrect. Brennan has a samurai sword with a pretty recognizable signature on it.
Randy Jackson.
Thank you.
Finally, for God's sake.
And finally, what star of many movies makes a cameo as the sporting goods manager when they're interviewing for jobs?
The sporting goods manager is Shaquille O'Neal.
No. You got one.
No idea.
Out of 10.
What's weird to me is you had the Cops reference in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned they were watching Cops. Why are you so sweaty?
Why are you so sweaty?
I'm watching Cops.
He's watching Cops.
Mm.
Man. I'm going to guess that Sauce gets 8. Maybe I'm wrong.
The first two are tough.
I thought they were really hard.
The first two are
really
tough,
easy.
And then he might run the table.
Interesting. Okay, let's wave him on in. Wave him on in.
Of course, he's facing the other way because he's an idiot.
He doesn't get it.
Well, he's looking out the window.
Why is he looking out the window?
What is he waiting for? Good luck, a-hole. I'm the best. You're the worst.
Here we go.
No chance you beat me.
Here we go.
I bet you $1,000. You want to bet $1,000?
I'm not betting you any money.
I bet you
I've paid you both too much money to half-ass your way through a pirate.
Okay,
bet.
But you're the best at initials, right?
Correct.
How many times have I played initials officially?
Once,
and who won?
Well, yeah, but you had your best friend do it.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think Chris rigged this for me?
It'd be like if I had seen Bear do it.
Hmm.
Are you ready?
Ooh.
Probably not.
Good luck, slut.
10 questions.
You're a slut.
About Step Brothers. Question number one.
Okay.
Why is Dale upset with the amount of money his dad leaves him for food?
I have no idea.
Wow. Okay. Ken, I thought that was easy. At Robert and Nancy's wedding, Brennan says he doesn't want a certain dish. What is that dish?
The fish.
Thank you. We'll accept that.
Yup!
Next question. Nancy mixes up ketchup and mayonnaise and creates a delicious condiment called what?
Is it just a special sauce?
Oh, no. No.
Is it secret sauce?
No, I'll tell you in a minute. What song is sung by...
Yeah, he loves Step Brothers. That's heard over 50 times.
I have a feeling you got none of these.
What song is sung by Derek's family in the car on the way to the new family home?
The song sung by their family is Sweet Child of Mine.
That is correct.
Yup!
When Dale asks Brennan why he is so sweaty, what is Brennan's explanation?
I was watching Cops.
That's correct. In the movie, Brennan...
Does he have 3?
Yeah, he's got 3.
I mean, do you have 1?
Can we wait till it's over?
You had 1.
Can we please? I beat you.
In the movie, Brennan is wearing a shirt with which country music duo on it?
Brooks and Dunn.
Incorrect.
How weird was that?
That is weird. What are the boys watching when Robert shuts the TV off on them?
Shark Week.
That's right. That's 4.
Yup!
Brennan has a samurai sword with what recognizable signature on it?
It's the guy, obviously, from American Idol, and his name is... I don't know his name. I can't think of his name. He says, if you're going to see him in the... Of course, you have him sign your samurai sword.
Yeah, you're not going to not ask for his autograph.
Yeah.
We can't accept that, though. And lastly...
I got that one, you idiot.
What star of many films makes a cameo as the sporting goods manager when they're interviewing for jobs?
Say that again?
What star of many, many films makes a cameo...
Oh, Seth Rogen.
That is five. You got five correct.
How many did Corey get right?
Yup!
Corey got one.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
He got one right. You have one for which, Doug!
Which one did you get right?
Randy Jackson.
Yeah. Doug, Ray, Doug, yeah, Doug. Okay. Would yeah. you punch up Doug, please? Doug has to choose.
Doug, you won easily.
Yeah.
You
Doug,
picked
that was
sauce.
Easy. Didn't
that
you think
was
that was
correct
easy?
Answer.
That was so easy.
Right?
Yeah.
I owe you a smooch sauce.
Thank
ooh,
you.
Oh, good for
yeah, you.
Lucky.
You guys should do that
lucky.
Later.
Awesome.
But Doug, sauce is off the board for Friday. So he got you to the finals. He qualified you as one of the four finalists. But you cannot ride that horse all the way to the finish line. You have to choose either AJ, Hawk, or Parrish to represent you on Friday in initials. If they win on Friday, then you and a friend or a lover or whoever is going to London. Who do you want?
I would love the right sauce, but I'm gonna have to go with AJ.
AJ's
right.
a good choice. I mean, honestly, I don't hate him for that. Do you, Parrish?
Didn't see it coming at all.
No,
all
right. I don't hate him.
Doug,
for that.
Stay on. Hold on, Dougie. Dougie. Dougie.
No, Dougie. Doug, Doug.
If the contest was to predict who's gonna get second place on Friday, you would be the first pick, Mark.
That is yeah. correct.
That doesn't make me feel a whole lot better, but thank you.
If it's hey, let's have a big contest and find out who's gonna get the closest to winning but have their heart broken at the last second. Then Mark Parrish would be a Hall of Famer.
Here we go. Why is Dale upset with the amount of money his dad leaves him for food?
Hang on, but let's don't tell us the answer. Let's have Mark and AJ,
Mark,
the experts,
AJ, do you, either
just,
you guys know?
Who mocked and ridiculed me. Let's hear it.
No.
Boy, you hate losing.
I didn't know that one either.
No, AJ was like, but no, after like every answer, though, AJ's like, what?
There's
and
not,
then course, again, you referenced
Cops, but didn't get that answer.
Well, I said I couldn't remember which one it was if he shut off Shark Week or Cops, and I just guessed wrong. I had a 50-50 shot.
But I'm talking about the earlier question.
There's not enough money for wings. That's why he's upset.
I don't remember that.
At Robert and Nancy's wedding, Brennan says he doesn't want a certain dish. That dish is salmon.
Salmon.
Sausage fish. We accepted that.
That counts.
That does work.
That's fair, Paul.
Nancy mixes up ketchup and mayonnaise and creates what delicious condiment? I can't believe you guys didn't know this. I thought this was too easy. Do you guys remember what they called it?
Special sauce or secret sauce?
As soon as I say it, you guys are going to be like, oh, yeah. Fancy sauce.
Fancy sauce.
Fancy sauce. That's yeah. right. What song is sung by Derek's family? That again, Sweet Child of Mine.
That one I knew.
Correct. Yep, right. When Dale asks Brennan why he's so sweaty, Brennan's explanation is he was watching Cops. The country music duo, The Judds.
Dude, you and I both guessed Brooks and Judds.
The Judds.
That's what I guessed as well.
Yeah. Not a clue.
How weird is that we both came up with Brooks and Dunn?
Brennan and the boys are watching a Shark Week when Robert shuts the TV off.
I would have guessed wrong on that. I was thinking Cops too. Yeah.
Brennan has a samurai sword autographed by Randy Jackson. And the star of many films who has the cameo as the sporting good manager is Seth Rogen.
I would have got that because the...
Was there a 10th question?
The bit...
Wasn't that
this 10? Morning when I was listening?
Wait, Corey, you didn't get that right?
I thought he was. I forgot that he worked for the sporting goods store.
I thought he was like
a school something or other,
he
and
was
the
like
kids
a gym teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Because he was like in a random office. He wasn't in my mind. He wasn't in like a sporting goods store. He was just in a back office. So I didn't put the two together.
Yeah,
I think I'm thinking
three.
Of a different movie where Shaq like worked at a Dick's Sporting Good or something.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
like
Grown Ups too.
What?
It is, yeah.
I've never seen Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hockey and
oh,
I have.
Kidding. Yeah, it's great. Great film. according to Brennan, what is the nickname he is given because he's got such an amazing singing voice? He is the...
Angel?
Songbird of his generation.
Yeah.
Boy, I thought it was too easy. What's the name of the song Brennan is singing at the Candelina Wine Mixer?
Isn't it Ave Maria?
Nope, it's Pour T. Valliere.
No one knows that.
Really? I did?
No.
Okay,
you
well, how about
that?
Yeah, I did. How about what level of belt is Kung Fu? You guys are terrible at this.
You got one.
You got one.
I love that they
terrible.
But I just think it's funny that they mocked and ridiculed me. And then
you
they
were
got,
terrible.
Like, four. I admittedly
I
was
I
awful.
Mock,
oh my gosh.
In fairness, Mark, you were very nice to me.
Thank you.
You went easy on me.
Thank you.
I didn't know anything either.
I almost threw that away and wrote my own because I thought they were too easy. Oh, I really did.
Wow. I think I would have got three, maybe.
All right. Well, we don't know the film at all, but we love it.
Doug at least went with the numbers game, right? Before the game, when you said you had seen it the most times, he went with the odds.
That's true.
So he played it smart. He went with the guy that had the best chance of getting the most right. Smart play. Now AJ's got to get him a trip for two to London on Friday.
Man, what a cool thing that would be to win. Imagine that.
Seriously.
I'm going to tell you.
Aspen last week, London this week. What trip are we giving away next week?
I love Harleys. I love Aspen. The London trip's the best trip we've ever given away. That's the best thing we've given away.
Because London kicks so much
London
ass.
London kicks all kinds, all manner of A-words.
Okay.
Where are you on this song, Mark? How come you're not playing guitar on this one?
Oh, he can play this one.
Yes. I will someday,
Vikings news is next. We do have some training camp updates. They reported yesterday, practice today for the rookies and a select few of others. We'll talk about it more with Mark Parrish and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
What's happening, sports fans? Meat Sauce here for my...